Does Minute Maid do more than juices? What is the best Minute Maid flavor? And will my stomach hurt by the end of this episode? Well, I talk about all that and more on this episode of The Toddcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Toddcast. As always, I'm your host, Todd McManus. And today, it is quite a cool day outside, you know. We're getting closer, ever so closer to Christmas. And, of course, it's like a week away at this point, I think, from this episode coming out, you know, this Saturday, December 17th. Christmas is coming closer. Hopefully, all of you got your Christmas shopping done already. I've got some of my Christmas shopping done. Pretty much all done, actually, to be honest with you. Getting all the Christmas shopping done. Hopefully, y'all had a good Black Friday. I didn't even mention Black Friday. I completely forgot about it. But hopefully, all y'all had a safe, cool Black Friday out there. Nobody's getting trampled on, you know. But, of course, it is now time for another full review episode. And I wanted to review a couple different flavors of a specific drink brand on just a quick review episode here for all of you out there. I know it's getting hectic with during the holiday Christmas time of getting all your gifts together and getting everything rounded up and all that. So I was like, oh, we'll just do a quick review episode of a couple different flavors of a drink brand that I've been wanting to try for a while now. And some flavors I didn't even know existed in this brand. But I'm excited to try it and see how it is, and we'll just dive into it here in a minute. But I wanted to ask all of you on your thoughts about this, and just to go ahead and mention as well that if you ever have any question that you want me to answer on a future episode of the Toddcast, as well as any drink or candy or anything you'd like for me to give a review on a future episode as well, go down in the description of this podcast episode, tap or click on that link. It will take you to my YouTube channel. You can go to my YouTube channel and click on one of the videos. And down in the comments section, comment your question or drink, candy, food, whatever you want me to review as well as a question you'd like for me to answer on a future episode. And I will get to those sooner rather than later. I will definitely look at all of those in the near future, and they will be featured on a future episode of the podcast. So there you go. But the flavors and drinks I have here, I wanted to first off ask y'all a question to see y'all's, you know, I mean, I can't hear your answers, but just want to pose this question to y'all to make y'all think. Now, when you think of juices, like your orange juice or your apple juice or grape juice even, or any other kind of juice, what brand do y'all associate with the different juice varieties? What brand do y'all put on like bottled juices or anything like that? Because normally, you know, when I think of orange juice, I always think of the Tropicana brand. That's what I usually think of. But, you know, I'm not reviewing orange juice or juices right now. But the reason I'm saying this is because when you think of that, and there is one brand that I go to sometimes when I think of juices, and that is Minute Maid. Now, Minute Maid, I just recently found out, actually, Minute Maid is another brand, or I guess you could call it brand. It's a brand of drinks that is under the huge brand of the Coca-Cola company, which a couple of weeks ago I reviewed Powerade on episode 150. And now finding out that Minute Maid is also a Coca-Cola company product is apparently a lot, because I've reviewed, gosh, how many Coke products have I reviewed then? Because I've done Coke, Diet Coke, there's some Coke Zero thrown in there, Powerade, Minute Maid. Coke also makes Dasani and Smart Water. So it's a Coca-Cola company has got a lot of stuff under their huge brand of flavors and products that are just constantly under the Coca-Cola brand. including Powerade, Minute Maid, and all the Cokes, and Dasani Smart Water, and I think Topo Chico might actually be a Coke product too. I'm not entirely sure about that, but that's, yeah, they got a lot of stuff that you wouldn't expect being Coke. But with the juices, like I was mentioning before, Minute Maid is a brand that I think of a lot whenever it comes to lemonade and juices, especially juices, because they got like some weird bottles that I've seen, and I'll have to do like a juice review in the future, probably. What's the best juice between like orange, apple, grape, and all the others, you know? But Minute Maid's a brand that I don't really go to that often, but when I think about it, I always think of different juices. And apparently that's not all what they have, because with me right here, I have four different flavors of Minute Maid products, of different drinks, and I didn't know, I only knew about one of these. I did not know about the other three until I actually found them recently, because I was thinking, I was going through the store, and I was like, you know what, there's Minute Maid, and I saw lemonade specifically on the Minute Maid, and I was like, I wonder if they have other flavors. I mean, I saw the juices, and they're like in a different looking bottle. They're in a weird kind of bottle, but like regular Minute Maid's in a, just a regular bottle, you know. But I saw the lemonade that was in like a six pack or something, and I was like, I wonder if they have other flavors that aren't juices. And I kept looking and I looked and looked, and I ended up finding at a gas station they had different flavors, and I was like, what in the world, this is a because I found lemonade like you can buy it just by itself by a bottle like you can with other drinks at a gas station, and I looked at the other flavors and I was like, these are Minute Maid flavors, and I was like, well, I guess I should give these a try because I've never had them before. I never even knew that they were a real thing, but I have to try this, you know, like, I've got to. And so I was wondering, I was like, I wonder if they're actually good, because I have tried lemonade, Minute Maid lemonade before, and I don't know if it's that good. I don't know if it's going to be worth it or anything, but that's why we're here today, is to see if it's worth anything. And to see if it's going to be, you know, a regular drink of mine from now on, or just a pass by on the shelf when you walk by it and don't even think about it. So, without further ado, I think we can go ahead and dive into this full review of four different flavors of Minute Maid drinks. Of course, if you want to see a picture of these drinks, that way you might want to try them along with me right now, or try them in the future. Go over to the Toddcast official Instagram page, which is at @the_Toddcast_, only on Instagram, of course. That way you can see all the pictures of different drinks and food that I have reviewed, and pictures of me with a guest here and there as well. And I think it's time that we go ahead and dive into this full review. I'm going to be ranking these on the official review scale of 0 to 100 with no decimals, as well as ranking them against each other. So there will be a first, second, third, and fourth place on this episode for all of you who did not know. As well, I have a palate cleanser doing this for once. It is not water. I actually have Diet Coke. It's going to be washing my mouth after each drink if I need it. That way they don't taint the other flavors. And Diet Coke has my caffeine that I definitely need, because I also got this from the gas station today, as well as two of these flavors that I couldn't find. So, go ahead and dive into this. We're going to start out with the first flavor I have, which is, of course, just regular Minute Maid lemonade. Now, I'm not that big into lemonade. I don't know how y'all are, but lemonade, oh yeah, that's a nice one. Lemonade was never really like top on my list. I was a pink lemonade guy. Strawberry lemonade, flavors like that were my big ones. I really wasn't into just, you know, regular good old lemonade. But there are a lot of lemonades that are still good. Because you always think of like the lemonade stand and stuff like that, but I never really was big into lemonade. Apparently this whole thing has 220 calories in this whole bottle, and there is 57 grams of sugar. Good Lord. Do not reuse. Well, no crap. I'm not even probably going to do this. Shake well before enjoying. Okay. You like that good shaking ASMR. Okay. It got really fizzy. Some carbonated lemonade, apparently. Okay. I've already popped the top off of this. This is a recycled bottle. Recycled bottle with cap on. Oh, okay. It smells like... It's a very lemony smell. I mean, it is lemonade for a reason. But, yeah, very lemony. Kind of fizzy. It's very carbonated, apparently. So, I mean, there's really nothing else to say. It's got 3% lemon juice. It's got all your other lemonade mess and crap tons of sugar, though. Good Lord. So, lemonade, let's go ahead and just dive into this and give it a try. Ooh, okay. Okay, all right, I'm taking another sip. All right. It's very middle of the road. Nothing too big to say it's bad. Nothing to say that it's, you know, wildly amazing. You know, it's not the best lemonade I've ever had. But it's also not the worst. To give this an official score, I'd probably just rate this at a solid... I'm thinking 72, because it's not, it's good. Like, I'm not rating it, you know, like, if I was put it in the middle of the road, it'd be like a 50, but, you know, my scale has always been different. That I rated a 72 because, one, it's good. I wish there was more to it. I don't know what it needs. I mean, it has a crap ton of sugar already, but it needs more, like, lemon flavor, I guess, because there's not a lot of flavor backing it up. It's a very middle-of-the-road lemonade. If you want a lemonade and it not be too lemony, or you want a lemonade that's just packed with a crap ton of sugar but doesn't really have that much of a taste, I would try Minute Maid lemonade, because it's okay and it's a good drink, but it's... It's nothing I want to get again, but if it's one of those where, like, again, you know, if you're offered this, if I was offered, I would still drink it, but I'm not going to go and pick this out of everything else I could get at a convenience store. But other than that, I mean, it's a 72, so it's not bad, you know. So, next up on the list of Minute Maid flavors I have here is Fruit Punch, which is, of course... It's a flavor in every drink and candy nowadays. I've mentioned this with Powerade, I remember, because Powerade had a zero sugar fruit punch that I tried, which I don't think it was that good, apparently. No, I think it was. It was like one of the top two, I think. It was that and blue, I want to say. I know there was a watermelon one, but I don't know if I liked it. I don't really remember. That was 4 weeks ago, as of this recording, you know. So... But Fruit Punch, it does contain 3% fruit juice, so it actually does contain actual real juice. What are the fruits? That's my question. This says it has pineapple, orange, and passion fruit is what Fruit Punch is. Okay. Orange, pineapple, and passion fruit, which is a good combination. Golly, this is a 20 fluid ounce. The other one was a 16.9. This is a 20 fluid ounce bottle and has 71 grams of total sugar. Good Lord. But this is a nice red, nice dark red color to the Fruit Punch. I mean, if you imagine what Fruit Punch looked like, this is what you're going to imagine. Which I should have assumed that Minute Maid had a Fruit Punch flavor, because everything has a Fruit Punch flavor nowadays. But other than lemonade... This and the next two flavors were flavors I didn't even think that Minute Maid would have. I thought they were just lemonade and juices, but apparently they'd have this and the other two that I'm about to try after this. But 71 grams of sugar is a lot. So, all right, well, Fruit Punch Minute Maid. Let's go ahead and take a swig. Ooh, okay. Interesting. Okay. Interesting. very, very interesting. It's got a nice fruity taste to it. But it's nothing, you know, it's not over the top. It's like, I mean, apparently Minute Maid, according to these two drinks, Minute Maid's a very middle of the road drinks. It's okay. I do think this is better than the lemonade, so I would rank this higher than that. But not by much. I would give Fruit Punch, I would give it like a 74. It's barely any better. I mean, this lemonade was at a 72. So I'd put Fruit Punch ahead of lemonade at a 74. Only because it's not really much better at all. It does have a nice fruitiness to it. Really no aftertaste currently. But it's not, you know, it's not up there, like, with having a bunch of flavor. That's the only problem. Which, and it doesn't have the shake well before use. Oh, it does. Shake well before enjoying. Apparently, you need to shake all these drinks before you drink them. So, I'm going to shake the other two real quick. But, yeah. Oh, I'm dropping them everywhere. I'm Minute Maid down. So, yeah, Fruit Punch at a 74, lemonade at a 72. Fruit Punch is not that much better. It is okay, but it is not, like, over the top compared to, like, other Fruit Punch flavors of drinks and candy are pretty up there in flavor because they're either putting, like, way too much sugar or way too much of something else, and they're thinking that it can counteract whatever flavor that might be bad, I guess, because some Fruit Punch things are just straight up bad. There are some, like, what was it? There's like a Fruit Punch like sucker or something that's like very hard on like cherry flavor, I think. And I am not that big into cherry flavor. I do not really like cherry flavor at all. And I don't really like the heavy Fruit Punches that a lot of these other candy places do when they do Fruit Punch. But this one is okay. It's, like I said, it's Minute Maid as of right now. These two flavors are very middle of the road. If you want a mid lemonade or a mid Fruit Punch, then try the Minute Maid versions of them. Because they're okay. You know, it's, you get your sugar, you get whatever else they got, the other juices they have contained in it, and that's pretty much all you're getting. You're not being dehydrated, so Minute Maid might save your life, but it's not gonna, you may not have the best fun time while drinking a Minute Maid. So the next flavor we have here is a nice pink color, and that is because this flavor is Watermelon Punch. Just like Fruit Punch, but watermelon, apparently. This one, let's see, 3% juice blend. This has pear, apple, and watermelon. Now, I love me some watermelon. I've talked about this before. I like a good watermelon candy, the Watermelon Sour Patch Kids. It's a nice crack. Open this up real quick. Ooh, has a very pear smell. It smells just like a little apple, but I got mostly pears out of that smell. 70... trying to figure out where the sugar was at. 70 grams of sugar in this 20 fluid ounce bottle of Watermelon Punch. Minute Maid, the nice pink flavor. You imagine what a watermelon drink looks like. This is what you're going to get with a nice little pinkish tint to it. But there's really not much else. I wonder if the pear, apple, and watermelon is going to go good together. So I like watermelon stuff, but hopefully we get more watermelon flavor than anything else. Apple juice is okay, but it's going to be kind of weird mixing that in there with, you know, with it, because apparently apple juice is what makes you, like, go to the bathroom a lot. So Watermelon Punch, let's go ahead and give it a try. Ooh, okay. All right, okay, interesting. Interesting. I gotta keep drinking it because I'm very interested in this flavor. I I can taste the watermelon, but there's something else in there. I know it's pear and apple, but I'm trying to figure out what else I'm tasting there. Okay. Very interesting flavor. It's very watermelon forward. You do get the watermelon flavor straight off the bat. That is probably the first thing that you're going to get off of that. The pear and the apple that are also in it, you can get a little bit of hint of both of those at the same time. I think it's more of the apple juice is what I'm getting. But it has a very nice flavor. I do like the watermelon flavor. It's not really over the top, but I do like watermelon personally, and that's why I'm giving this an 80. And that might seem like a lot, but I am a big fan of watermelon flavored stuff. The watermelon Mountain Dew was good. I do remember that. The watermelon Powerade I tried was very mid. It was kind of disappointing. But like, I love watermelon Sour Patch Kids, the watermelon Sweet Tart Ropes. Like, literally anything that's watermelon flavored for a candy is so good. But drinks is where they're trying to catch up with that watermelon crave. And Minute Maid is doing a pretty good job at that. I will say that this is good. Doing a watermelon Minute Maid. It might not compare that well to other watermelon drinks, but in my opinion, this one has done pretty good at getting close to that, even though it does have pear and apple contained in the watermelon punch as well. But it does a pretty good job at that for me, and that's why I'm giving this an 80, and I'm putting this in first place ahead of Fruit Punch and Lemonade, because that does it really well. I think that's a really good flavor for watermelon. So, the last drink we have on this episode, on this Minute Maid review, is Kiwi Strawberry. Now, for those of you who did not know this, when I was a kid, I was crazy about, that I don't even have to keep talking. I was crazy. And then that just ends the sentence, period. They're just done. But other than that, I was so crazy about Kiwi Watermelon Kool-Aid. I think it was Kiwi Watermelon, because it was either Kiwi Watermelon or Kiwi Strawberry was also a flavor of, I think, Capri Sun. And God, I should do that. That should be a review on a future episode, is freaking Capri Sun, because that stuff is good. But the Kiwi Watermelon Kool-Aid, I want to say it was clear, was the color. It looked like water. And it was like invisible Kool-Aid was one of them. And I want to say it was watermelon flavored. Or Kiwi something. Because there was a Kiwi Strawberry and there's Kiwi Watermelon. And those are two different flavors, but one was on Capri Sun and one was with Kool-Aid. But Kool-Aid, whatever Kiwi one that one was, that was the invisible, was so freaking good. That was my favorite flavor of all of Kool-Aid flavors. That was the best one. And then of the Capri Sun, I want to say that was the Kiwi Strawberry. That one was so good. Like, I loved that Capri Sun flavor, and I loved that Kool-Aid flavor. Like, always go to Walmart and get, like, the protein-looking container of the Kool-Aid with the dust in it, and then you'd pour it into a gallon, what's it called? Not a cup, but you call it something bigger, you know. The gallon container. And you'd pour it in there with the water, and then if you needed to mix in any sugar, but it usually already had that, I feel like, and you'd mix it all together, and then one of them, I want to say it was the clear one, the invisible Kool-Aid, was so good, but then I feel like we did get one later on that was like a little greenish color, and that this Kiwi Strawberry I have here is like lime green color, but that one I think was green. but it was still so good. Like, that was like my favorite flavor of all time, with Kool-Aid. Both Kool-Aid and Capri Sun was the kiwi strawberry or watermelon kiwi or kiwi watermelon, whatever way it was pronounced. But those two flavors of both Capri Sun and Kool-Aid, if it started with kiwi, it was my favorite flavor. Just know that. Like, and also the invisible Kool-Aid. I don't know if that was also a kiwi watermelon or watermelon flavored, but the invisible Kool-Aid was never beaten. It was so good. It was literally just so fruity, but it looked like you were drinking water because it was clear. That's why it was invisible. You were just drinking like water, but it had all the sugar and all the other stuff that Kool-Aid has. It just was clear, which was so cool to me, and I loved it, but it was so amazing. Such a good flavor profile. But yeah, and same thing with like Capri Sun. That was a really good flavor. But today, I'm drinking the Minute Maid version of Kiwi Strawberry, which is a really green color. Like, it's so kiwi. But it literally has just kiwis, strawberry, and apparently a little bit of pear. And this also, of course, contains 3% juice blend. This only has 58 total grams of sugar. The lemonade has 57, the watermelon punch is at 70, and then the fruit punch is at 71. So, out of all these, the lemonade still has the lowest, even though it's only 16.9 fluid ounce, and all these other bottles are 20. So, lemonade might have more if you bump it up, but this kiwi strawberry is pretty low at a 58. For the whole container, 220 calories as well. 90 calories per serving, but it's 2.5 servings for the whole bottle, which is 220. Flavored fruit drink with natural flavors. It does have 3% juice, so, and shake well before enjoying. I'm shaking it right now. But kiwi strawberry, it's a nice, like, green color. But yeah, I've always been a fan of, like, kiwi strawberry or watermelon kiwi flavors of different drinks. Like, I've always, for some reason, been a fan of those, and I do not know why, honestly. And green's not even my favorite flavor. Red is, or I meant to say green is not my even my favorite color. Red is, but even like this green looking drink with juice, you know, still is like one of my favorite flavors of, like I said, Kool-Aid, Capri Sun, and maybe Minute Maid. Who knows? Got a nice smell to it. Nice strawberry smell. So, yeah. So, without further ado, I think it is now time to try the Minute Maid Kiwi Strawberry. Okay. All right. Oh, it's doing something to me. Hold on. Okay. All right, okay. Huh. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. The Kiwi Strawberry Minute Maid has just proved my point. That right there is way better than any of other these flavors. Wow. That is a very good drink. I'm bumping that up high on the score. That is getting a solid. Oh, man. I wish there was more flavor to it. I'm going to give that sucker an 85. That is good. Like, it still isn't up there into the 90s, close to 100, only because I wish there was more flavor. I wish it was stronger. Like, take some sugar out, but make the flavor profile way stronger, because that that flavor is really good. And I didn't even mean for this to happen, for me to start at the lowest of the barrel and work my way up, but that is the way this has happened. That lemonade is at the bottom at 72, fruit punch in second and third actually at 74, watermelon punch really good but still not the best, it's at second with 80, and kiwi strawberry is in first place with a solid 85. Wow. That is like, and it's weird too because the kiwi strawberry in the 20 fluid ounce bottle is the same amount of calories as lemonade in a 16.9 fluid ounce. So if you bump that lemonade up to a 20 fluid ounce, I think kiwi strawberry would still be lower amount of calories and probably lower amount of sugar. So kiwi strawberry and a little bit of pear juice mixed into all that, man, that's really good. Like, I don't know what else they're putting in here because it's only out of 100%, only 3% is juice. Like actual real juice, but everything else apparently is like concentrate and citric acid, pure filtered water, the high fructose corn syrup, and then the pear kiwi juices and strawberry juice, citric acid, natural flavors, modified cornstarch. I don't even know what natural flavors are. The natural flavors of the pear, apple, and kiwi, but oh, now I'm dying from it. From how good it is, I'm gonna just die from it. But wow, that's really good. Kiwi strawberry, what? Well done, kiwi strawberry. You have done great at number one with an 85. That's one of the highest in a long time of things I have reviewed. So yeah, kiwi strawberry at a high 85, watermelon punch at a 80, fruit punch at 74, and lemonade at a 72. So, if you have any drink or candy that you would like for me to review on a future episode or a question you would like for me to answer, please comment it down below in the YouTube comments. And I think that's going to do it for this episode. As always, please rate and subscribe. And if you're listening on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and click that bell to get notified when new videos are uploaded. And make sure you follow the Toddcast only on Instagram for all your updates and Toddcast needs. And to see pictures of the drinks, see pictures of these very well Minute Maid drinks at @_Toddcast_. That's only on Instagram, of course. And make sure you tell your friends and family to give it a listen. And thank all of you for listening to this episode. And if you want to know what's going to happen next week on the Christmas episode of the Toddcast, well, I guess you just have to tune in to find out. Only on the Toddcast.